Good morning. It's 5:31. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. After more than a year and a half of the pandemic shutdown, a Philadelphia theater company has welcomed audiences back into its theater on South Broad Street with 70 minutes of trash. WHYY's Peter Crimmin reports they're using a play called The Garbologist to shed light on Philadelphia's trash problems.
The Garbologists is about two people working for the New York Department of Sanitation, one a highly educated black woman, the other a white man with a blue-collar background. Together, they navigate the city's trash while finding common ground between them. The producing artistic director of the Philadelphia Theater Company, Paige Price, believes this play is the perfect way to welcome audiences back inside because it's both funny and it deals with topical issues of the day.
There are racial issues because one of the characters is black and one is white. It's not explicit, but they probably come from different sides of the political spectrum. It also deals with class. She's an Ivy League person, and he, as he likes to refer to in the play, usually deals with people from other institutions. So yeah, race, class, gender, all of that.
Price is using the play to draw attention to sanitation workers in Philadelphia through a social media hashtag, Support Sanitation Workers, and holding an auction of original art painted on recycling bins, benefiting the local trash activist Yefave Trashman and his nonprofit Trash to Treasures. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.